Jack Wilson was ahead of her. So this is about the... She is talking about trying to be helpful to the older folks. So she said she will not be lazy to help. We should help each other. You guys have good... When you come, you always help us here. The old should be... She is talking about the old folks when they come and help a little bit even. And that is really good. And Charlie Lee is next. When even the body is weak, maybe I should. Charlie Lee is talking now. Maybe when we are weak, we still should help each other. Maybe God will help us and carry us through. But we have great God, and then even when we were talking, we should stop people from talking about something else. But it is so hard to tell somebody to stop when they start talking about something else, when our time seem like our time has been stolen, when they just talk over something else. So we should just look for answers. It would be good. So we are asking, or we should be asking for good way of telling next year. So this he is talking about asking God for help, and even in his home. And I feel so happy here when I have good time here. And that, and he wants to thank everybody for all the good things you have done for us. And we eat good, and then we don't have to work for anything else. But for when we go home, we will want to thank everybody for helping God. Rachel Craig is talking now. She is just thanking everybody for wanting to help me.
Well, all I can say, and I said every year, I said it the first time we had one of these meetings. And if you remember, at the first meeting, you'll say I say the same thing every year too. Because I'm going to say the same thing I said that time. You have the information we need sure that our kids, our people, are in fact. You have to show them. You're the only ones that know. And that was only part of what I said. And that almost all the time for the last 6 years, that's what you did. Take information, knowledge that you have, and you record it, and you try to put it in books. The long new way. You can't take the battle and take it in the long new books. It won't work. You have to do it the way that you guys do it. Only way. Books will stay on the wall. They have to learn how to read English to learn how the English seems to live. That's not the way. You have to teach it. The other thing that I always thought was maybe even more important than passing on information is you are the smartest people we have. You already made mistakes. All your life you make mistakes. You learn. Other people tell you. People like me, who are supposed to be your leaders, we're still making mistakes. Same mistakes you made before. But you never help us. You just let us go make the same mistakes over and over again. Maybe someday we'll be smart as you. But why we have to do that when you can tell us? More important than that, you have information about things that we don't even know about. Some of us are almost the lobbyists. I can't speak Eskimo. It's got something inside of me that says, I'm in fact. I can't talk. Sometimes I can't understand you. But it's inside. And our kids are the same as me. Strong enough. And our strength has to come from right now our people are half dead. Not on the outside, they're healthier now than they were a long time ago. Better food. Maybe too fat. But healthy. But inside, we're sick. That's what we need. We're willing to work with you. We want to work with you. We'll work hard if you will help us. So I hope that even though this meeting was short, it's been a hard meeting. This year, we talked about things that are real heavy. They make you sad. They make you feel tired. That's because they're important. So from now on, it's not just one time you get together here once a year in this place. We're talking about working every day, every night, in your own village, with your own people, not just tape recorded. We're right with the people. And then maybe we'll get some place. Because it's almost too late. A few more years, it'll be too late. You people go, there's no more like you. Younger people are not like you. They don't have the knowledge and information that you have. Because you never pass it on to the next older people. They don't have it. So it's going to be lost. They can't learn it from folks who take it for. You have to show them. You have to tell them. We'll help to make that easier for you. But you have to do it. And it's a tough job. Tough for you, and it's going to be even tougher for somebody like me who has a hard time understanding this. We're willing to do the work if you are. We can't do it without you.
Roland is talking now. Roland Booth. He is asking for more help. They will say some more about it at the yearly meeting, annual meeting at Notek. Thank you for listening. Rachel Craig is talking now. Maybe this is... She wants to thank everyone. So we hear people, but they could not understand them anymore. They want to help. Oh. Rachel is just saying thank you to everyone. It was so precious to it was as if we had somebody to lean on to when you guys are here, and we treasure it. And when we would know, don't know how to tell the kids that they are in bed and come where they come from. And then I was thankful for you, all of you willing to come. So we see you and you're willing to help too. So we had encouragement from you folks. And now the kids come over and they go listen when they talk in the back. And they have been learning at the school. Maybe you did not see them, but they were here. When their teachers brought them over, they brought two bunches over. Now it's time to eat. You are sitting too long.